Friends and dear teachers, as part of the Radio Day Week celebrations, I am presenting a podcast wherein I am in a conversation with a senior manager working in a Dubai government organization engaged into activities related to environmental protection and sustainability. This would be a wonderful opportunity to get to know his opinions directly on the subject. So without any further delay, we step straight on into the conversation. So sir, could you kindly introduce yourself?
Hi, Neil. First of all, thank you for inviting me to this conversation and podcast on environmental protection and sustainability. I am Dr. Shankar Babu, working as a coastal engineering specialist in the Environmental Department of Dubai Municipality. The Environmental Department of Dubai Municipality is basically responsible for safeguarding of the environment and regulating the developmental activities here in the UAE. I would have a lot to speak about this subject, but before I dwell into it in detail, why don't you introduce yourself and tell me more about your activities pertaining to the environmental protection and sustainability.
I'm Neil and I'm a grade 6 student in Dubai Scholars Private School. I'm keen on contributing towards the environmental protection and sustainability front with a keen interest towards protection of our oceans and marine life. In fact, my ambition is to become a marine scientist and biologist. Environmental protection and sustainability is all about acting and behaving responsibly and interacting with the planet to maintain natural resources and not jeopardize the ability for future generations to meet their need. I know environmental protection and sustainability is a widely spoken subject over the past few years and is growing in importance every single day. Greta Thunberg is a young Swedish environmental activist who has been recently nominated for Nobel Peace Prize this year, and this just accentuates the importance that this topic has been given on the international stage. From the UAE's perspective, I would like to mention that UAE has pretty harsh climate conditions and hence it is very important to preserve natural resources, water in particular. Also, it is important to increase the green patch across UAE and that too on a sustainable basis. Over the past year, UAE has launched campaigns to plant 1 million trees in line with said objectives. When it comes to planting trees in the UAE, it is important to plant indigenous trees which can stand up to the harsh climate of UAE and the scarcity of water. Another important factor in the UAE, I would personally think, is the real estate and construction. It's a very important industry here in UAE and it would have severe impact on the environment. The real estate waste needs to be managed well, the water and electricity consumption to be optimized. UAE has recently been leading the way in the GCC and MENA region, particularly with increased number of buildings which are rated sustainable and green, and these numbers are ever increasing. This is a good norm set as an example by UAE, and other countries in the region should follow the example. I personally collected over 2,000 kgs of paper, over 200 kgs of recyclable plastic bottles and 100 kgs of glass in the last year, in 2020, under a UAE government campaign, and was awarded with the opportunity to plant 5 trees in my name here in the UAE. I have also participated in various United Nations programs and webinars on topics and activities related to environmental protection and sustainability. That was a brief introduction about myself and my activities in lines with the environmental protection and sustainability front. So, sir, since you're in the coastal environmental section of the Dubai municipality, I would like to direct some questions to you. Your opinions, I'm sure, would immensely benefit me and the listeners of this podcast. Could you again kindly introduce yourself for the benefit of our audience? Also, on what role do you do pertaining to environmental protection and sustainability?
Yes, Neil. As I mentioned before, I am Dr. Shankar Babu, and I am working in the coastal environmental section of Dubai Municipality. the coastal environmental section is in particular responsible for regulating the construction activities around the coastal zones and also for responsible for the sustainable management of coastal environment here in UAE.
Sir, could you please tell us why is it important to protect our oceans and ocean coasts?
See, it is important to protect ocean and ocean coasts because they can't be looked at in isolation in first place. When you're talking about environment protection and sustainability, we'll have to look at land and oceans together. And so from that perspective, that is from the ecological balance perspective, yes, it is important to look at oceans and ocean coasts as well. It's also important to look at oceans because it's an important part of our livelihood. For example, fishing and their industries such as shipping, energy, water, tourism, all of these depend directly or indirectly with oceans. And hence it becomes important to protect oceans and coasts across the world.
Sir, what are the biggest challenges that the world faces these days for protecting their oceans? Has there been a change in the challenges due to the COVID-19 virus?
Neil, the pollution main challenges that we are facing, if you look at especially in the marine environment, are mainly from the anthropogenic sources like the effluent discharges, marine transport, offshore reclamation. But in my opinion, the biggest challenge comes from single-use plastics, which currently and going ahead will pose a big challenge, especially when it comes to oceans and coastal protection.
What are the UAE-specific challenges concerning protection of oceans and the coastal ecosystems?
Rapid urbanization and climate change would be, according to me, some of the most pressing challenges that UAE is facing along with some of the other countries in the world. UAE has limited water resources and depends mainly on desalination of seawater to meet their clean water needs. The rapid increase in population has placed huge demands, especially from private households, agriculture and industry segment, on water. The rapid urbanization when it comes to Dubai takes a little different form apart from the issue of water that I mentioned before. There is an increased demand for waterfront living, and which has resulted in several man-made islands which have been constructed in Dubai. And it can be, you know, seen from the fact that Dubai's natural coastline is around 72 kilometers, while now with all these artificial man-made islands, the coastline has increased to a staggering 400 kilometers. So these last sections, which are still primarily uninhabited in Dubai, but the pace of expansion and the activities which are associated has undeniably caused stress on the marine environment in the direct habitat destruction from land reclamation projects and cool water discharges.
What is climate change, and please elaborate on the consequences of climate change on the UAE's coastal environment?
Climate change, it can be defined basically as change caused due to high levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere due to human activities as well as natural climate changes. And this has led to severe events, for example, sea level rises and extreme weather events like rainfall, coastal flooding, things like that. But between 1993 and 2010, and the sea level has risen by almost 19 centimeters, which is on an average 1.7 millimeters per year. And by 2100, the IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it estimates that the sea levels will rise between 26 and 82 centimeters, depending on the emission of greenhouse gases. This is a number now which is being closely monitored by the international community. As far as the UAE is concerned, the total gas emissions are expected to continue to rise with the projected population growth and economic growth. But with the rise of sea levels and coastal flooding, the low-lying areas would be under a direct threat and would require protection measures. In line with the UAE's international and national commitments towards addressing climate change, the Dubai Climate Change Adaptation Strategy was developed by Dubai Municipality under the direction of Dubai Executive Council. And this, I believe, is the first step in aligning and enhancing the adaptation measures undertaken by the Emirate of Dubai to the changing climate.
What are the steps that UAE is taking to ensure protection of its oceans and to ensure that its ocean life biodiversity, both its species and habitat, are sustainable?
The UAE is a key signatory in some of the international agreements related to biodiversity protection and conservation of environment. Through various strategic plans and targets, the sustainability and sustainable development is ensured. UAE is a participant of the Climate Change Plan of 2050, the National Biodiversity Strategy, the Green Economy for Sustainable Development, and UAE's Green Agenda of 2030. Through these strategic plans, as I mentioned, the UAE and Dubai are working towards development and implementation of a long-term conservation and monitoring plan when it comes to their environment and natural conservation program. They also have identified fish protection zones and ecological corridors to achieve environmental resilience.
Since UAE embraces technology in every sector, what, according to you, are the latest technologies used in the segments of environmental protection and sustainability?
UAE and Dubai, as you mentioned right, are pioneers when it comes to adaptation of new technologies, and environmental protection and sustainability segment is also no different in that aspect. The latest technology that they have put, I think, in my opinion, would be the solar park by Deva, green building system by my own organization, which is Dubai Municipality, sustainable mobility by the RTA, things like that. But I would like to highlight that even Dubai Coastal Zone Monitoring Program, which is an early warning and marine forecast system developed using state-of-art numerical models. The forecast system covers an entire Arabian Gulf and provides a three-day forecast of winds, waves, currents, water level, temperature, salinity, and all of these are automatically issued by this new system, and early warnings are also issued in event of high waves. This forecast system benefits several category of users, may be it recreational users or fishing people, commercial craft operators, and including Dubai police. Yeah, thank you.
Dear listeners, with that, we end our discussion and podcast on environmental protection and sustainability in specific focus on oceans and ocean coasts, which is of great importance from the UAE perspective. Thank you, sir, for your kind input and your time.
Thank you, Neil. I enjoyed this conversation a lot. And I must say that from what I have heard on this podcast, you are doing a great work. especially when it comes to environmental protection and sustainability. I hope you keep it up, and I also hope there are a lot more Neils out there to ensure that our efforts in overall when it comes to environmental protection is taken forward by competent young generation and future kids like Neil. And also thank you, Neil, for having invited me to this discussion and podcast. Thank you.
And also thank you, listeners. Hope you all enjoyed the conversation and have benefited from the opinions and inputs from Dr. Shankar. Thank you.